girls, boys, and my non-binary beauties. Welcome back to Antics with Ash. Oh! Whoa, I didn't see you there. There's actually a common whore on my couch. And it's Iame!
Hello!
I'm here to sell my wares.
To sell my body.
Correct.
Hi. Hi, baby. By the way, we've been trying to do that intro for 15 minutes.
Roughly.
I kid you not. But... We are like twin flames.
Yeah.
And I just feel
burning
like we...
in hell.
Yes, in hell together.
Yeah.
We didn't even... Purgatory didn't exist when we became friends. We just met in hell.
Yeah.
And like the depths of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So we couldn't even get through an intro. It took us so long to get to this point. I said, Iame, we've been talking shit for 15 minutes. We should probably...
Start our jobs.
Yes, and do our jobs.
Crazy.
How have you been?
This is insane.
Do you love that?
I love.
It's quite... Fucking hell, she needs a bit of a wash.
No.
It's a fine. Bit it's a bit dusty and crusty in there, but anyway, it's all right, it's all adds character.
Yeah.
How have you been? Talk to me.
Ace.
Don't you dare. If this is how the pod's gonna go, you're gonna give me one answer.
Stop asking me questions.
Good, thanks. Next.
How about you mind your business?
Seriously.
No, how have I been? Do you know what I was thinking today as well?
Go on.
I was gonna say, I was gonna wait until we were filming. You are a bitch.
Lad, what?
You are a...
Why?
You and I, you may not think I do because yours is stronger, share a love for a closed-toe knee-high boot.
Fucking hell.
And I thought to myself, I was wearing my closed-toe, if you can't see.
I really like those. I saw... Oh. And if Russell you could also look at my clap
yeah,
at the same time.
You want to see my little clitty-ritty?
Yes. Russell and Bromley?
Russell and Bromley. And they were on
Who
the
sale. Fuck goes to Russell and Bromley?
Well, here's the thing.
That's like...
They shut down.
Cool. So was this like...
Jobs have been lost.
Cool. I'm really sorry for anybody involved in that.
No.
My thoughts and prayers go out to the staff of Russell and Bromley.
Yeah. They might reopen.
Okay.
Russell and Bromley in Westfield. I just walked in. I was like, I need a boot. And I got one.
I can't believe you went to Russell and Bromley of all places. I don't know why that's killing me.
Real leather.
My mum used to force me into Russell and Bromley to get my school shoes.
So you're rich? Because my mum moved to Primark.
No.
Every 3 weeks.
But this is what's weird. My mum used to window shop in Russell and Bromley, but then take me to Shoe Zone. So what she would do is catch the vibe.
Right.
We wouldn't buy them.
Yeah, yeah,
she's a witch anyway. Oh. So she would literally be like, this is what you could have.
Oh.
Shoe Zone.
Yeah. This Get is it? Where it could be.
Yeah, what, but you're not. Povo.
Building just a mood board.
Yes.
Yeah.
And also, like, some resilience. She wanted me to feel that pain, I think.
She wanted you to understand what it's like to be poor.
Yes.
As you should.
And Lord knows I knew.
Yeah. Well.
You've got Invisalign.
How do you know this?
I can see it.
Can you? Is my worst hell even... Can you really?
What did you just say? Is my worst hell...
Is my worst hell even in the... I hate the little clasps.
Aircon. Guys, sorry. Also, just to preface before we talk any more shit, I sound like a physical pack of Marlboro Golds.
Yeah.
And why is that?
Do you smoke?
Next question.
Oh.
See ya. I don't smoke, but obviously...
You have a naturally husky voice.
Well, my middle name's really Lost Mary.
Oh!
So that, yeah.
Is that the one with the short little fat nib?
Do you know what, actually? I'll be honest, as a vape connoisseur, I'm off Lost Mary's now.
Oh.
And I'm now into the crystals because they feel like what I imagine crack feels like.
Oh, love.
It's just like
That's whew, so great.
A
actually.
Rash, yes. But I do sound like this, which is not good. I've tried to give up about five times this year.
I like it. It's not going well. Really?
Yeah. Yeah, but the thing is, I have a raspy voice at the best
you
of
do.
Times.
It's so orgasmic.
Really?
Me.
You think so?
Lesbian finger.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, what?
Sorry.
Us after hours.
Sorry. No. Sorry.
Are you completely straight?
No. This just in.
News just in. Hang on a minute.
Gay.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I would consider... I've never dated a woman, but I would...
Me neither.
Would you date a woman?
Yes, but it also gives me kind of the heebie-jeebies to date a woman. Just because I find it... I was speaking to Amber Gill about this last week. She came on last week.
I was just about to say, who the fuck is Amber Gillibur? This just in, Amber Gillibur.
Amber Gill. I was speaking to her last week about this because I was saying that
lesbian, she's les.
Yeah, she's a big les, but
yeah, she literally
was like, I remember we were at, I think it was like a Maybelline event once or something. Anyway, I said, I really fancy this girl. Mm. And like, I've been like dabbling.
Teetering on the edge.
Teetering on the edge for a hot minute. Mm. But like, I do love boys.
Yeah, I just love a cock.
I do love a cock.
There's something about a cock.
It is an issue.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Because I love women, and I've come across a few that I've been like, oh yes, absolutely would, and have. But then cock kind of does do that.
Well, I think it's not like you're half and half.
Agreed.
It's fluid.
It's a big old fluidity.
Spectrum.
Ally.
Almost Pride Month.
That makes sense. That's why
I've actually just become bisexual. And then I'm just going
to... And then you're just going to allow it. Yeah.
No, but I find
I said this to Amber. I said, flirting with girls is so...
Scary.
Hard.
Scary.
As in, I was like, I went up to her and I went, what do I say? Mm. I've told her three times she looks peg and she's gone, thank you, babe. And I was going, you don't fucking get it. I'm trying to lips. And she kept going, thanks, aww, babe, you too.
Thank you.
And I was like,
why don't you next time just be like, oh, finger? No?
No.
And what? Then if she says, what the fuck are you talking about? You'd be like, Cadbury's fingers. Do you like Cadbury's fingers? That's how you...
Oh, my God.
Don't do that.
No, but that's cheeky.
Right?
That's really cheeky.
It is cheeky. And I'd be like, you want to finger me?
Yeah, and then...
I feel like if I was a man, God, I'd finger everyone in sight.
What? Wait! Just like, in public
just
and
constantly.
Shit? Just
constantly.
How do you feel... How do you feel about
being fingered?
Not about being fingered.
Sorry.
God's sake.
Hell.
How do you feel about...
Oh.
Doing bits publicly?
No.
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 No, no.
No.
Have you ever? What's the weirdest place you've had sex in?
Nando's toilet. Disabled.
Disabled toilet.
And I'm not disabled. That was very ableist.
Teetering on the edge.
Yeah.
You are? Yeah. Cancelled.
Yeah, sorry.
Really? Well, I mean, it's the biggest toilet and there's things to hold on to.
Things to hold on to, bigger toilet.
Yes.
And I also had sex in the National History Museum toilet. Yeah.
That's...
Yeah. And he
the Natural History
School,
Museum.
So we had to clean it up. But for the Nando's one...
Here's a fossilised T-Rex.
Could you imagine? Crisp. No, I found a pound in the toilet when I was in Nando's. When because I was being...
Wait, I have no idea where this is going. You were being doggied in Nando's.
Yeah, so imagine the toilet's here. Me. Can I get a half chicken?
Yeah. Make it hot. I'm not a pussy clerk.
The toilet was here and I was bent over the toilet.
Really?
Yeah.
What made you want to do that?
Just,
Because Nando's is a bit... Nando's is a bit
jazzy.
Oh, really?
That music?
I forgot. So you... I forgot that you had the Portuguese tunes in the back. And you thought, I need a car.
Yeah, I'm so hot. But I was my boyfriend at the time and I worked.
Cool. So the plot thickens. That was your place of work.
Yeah.
Oh, and you said, I'm on my lunch break.
Yeah.
Come tear me a new one. Cool.
Yeah.
Love that view. Mine was, I had sex in a Zara changing room one time. That was fun. That's it. Oh, actually, no.
During opening hours?
Yeah, during opening hours. I was like, oh, can I go? You know, it's like sometimes they're weird in about changing rooms. We're like going in with each other. I guess that's why. That makes sense.
Yes.
Because I'm always like, get a grip. Like, is it coming out your paycheck?
No, it's coming out yours.
Yeah. Nice. I see what you did there. But yeah.
Me.
I did it there. Yeah.
Sorry.
Bloody hell, I've been chilled. Tell me where you're finding those.
Nowhere, I'm in hell.
A bassoon.
Oh.
But yeah. Yeah, I actually think... Are you really boiling? Me too.
It's so swelteringly hot.
Yeah, it's sweltering.
I am in knitwear. You're dressed literally nothing.
I'm wearing nothing, no.
So?
I mean, what's new? Every day. Do you know what I mean? Our home never gets cold.
No, I feel like I'm really hot. Do I look red?
I mean, you're black, so no.
Am I?
No. Another question. An age-old question. Yeah. Okay, where did we even... How did we get onto this?
We're lesbian.
How did we get here? Oh, yeah. So basically, what I was saying... Wow, we've really pivoted.
We have pivoted.
Like, completely.
Black Lives Matter. Yeah. That's where we are now.
Oh, my God. So, what I was trying to say was, flirting with girls is spooky. Is scary,
it's
spooky. They don't get it because girls are already so complimentary to each other.
Yeah.
It's really hard
to
understand what the vibe is. I asked Georgia Wood.
Right, she's a les.
What did she say? She went, no, you've got to tell it. No, you've got to say she likes girls.
Oh.
And I went,
what? I feel like Georgia's with us.
Yeah, it's Georgia in the room with us right now.
Here.
She went, no, mate, you've got to tell her you like girls. You've got to say, I like girls to you. I went, what? That's it, but that's...
That seems like...
It feels like zero game.
Question.
That's what I'm saying.
I like games.
Yeah, I want to play games.
Do you have games on your phone?
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like.
Have you got a snake?
Yeah, literally. No, one girl came up to me in Park Life last year, and that's when my, like, bisexual blood started just...
It was all rumbling and jungling, yeah.
She wasn't crazy sexy.
Okay.
But the way she...
Handled herself.
Oh, my fuck. If I weren't in a relationship at that point, she could have literally fingered me in one of the portaloos.
You love a finger. What's all this about?
Fingering is so...
Oh. Do you think fingering is underrated?
I think it is. I think fingering is amazing. Because I can absolutely have a wild time just with a finger.
That's interesting.
Two.
I don't agree. But fucking hell! You're getting beaten up. I think fingering's overrated.
How do you get fingered?
Well, this is the reason why.
The show cuts.
Yeah. Let's leave it here for now. I'll tell you why I think it's overrated. I think people don't know how to do it.
Correct. That's what I was going to say.
I'm not a turkey ready for stuffing.
No.
Not nice.
Sometimes
don't like that.
Really aggressive.
Teeter on the edge.
Teeter on the edge.
Teeter on the edge.
And then just a soft, but you've got to move.
Yeah.
Lesbanon.
That, Lesbanon. That. I actually think, I wish that every boy...
Learn how to finger.
...had, like, a small handbook on just everything, really. Yeah, fingering mainly.
Well,
but
the woman's... woman anatomy is so...
It's so tricky. It's the crystal maze at the best of times.
It is.
Crystal
meth.
Yeah.
You done it?
No. No, I haven't done meth, actually. No. Have you?
No.
No. No, nice. Good talk. Are you single right now?
I am.
You weren't when I met you.
I wasn't.
So what?
You.
Me.
Okay.
Okay. And let me... This is me drawing blood from a stone. How did we get to this point, Iame? How did we get from A to B?
Yeah.
Answer me that.
Well...
You don't need to talk about it if you don't want to.
No, I'm no longer in a relationship.
Okay. Are you sad about it or are you happy about it? Are you happy to be doing your own thing? Because I, from watching you at the moment, actually, this is actually a really wholesome moment, so, like, don't make it weird.
Go on.
I literally was talking to someone about you the other day and we were talking about just, like, people who inspire us generally, and I was literally like, everything you're doing at the moment, I just think you're smashing it. And I was like, I literally watch her as, like, you're, like, my marker of what to do at the moment. Yeah. I know. Don't cry.
No, that's
or
really
me.
That's could I finger you?
Yes.
Okay. That's really lovely.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's okay. But like to me, you just seem like you're in your literal prime of life.
I hope not.
No.
I hope I haven't peaked.
Oh no, you're not peaked.
Oh.
No, but like you're in a prime era.
I'm doing better since the breakup.
Was the breakup hard? As in, did you find it personally hard?
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Because it was one mutual.
Okay.
And two,
I think mutual breakups are harder.
Why?
Just because, actually, no, okay, if you both don't want to be there, then fine. Like, that's a lot easier. But I just think when you're so used to someone's company, I really need, like, that
hatred.
Fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
I need some sort of hatred. As in, even if it's ended fairly amicably, I need to look at your hairline and it just pissed me off. Just, see what I'm saying? I need to be like, you're pissing me off.
Yeah.
And so that I can have my glow up afterwards. Or I can have like a bit of a, I need to overcome this.
I feel you. I think
you know?
A lot of people like that. I'm not like that.
Oh.
I can't do well with anger. Like, I can't move far with anger. I have to move
far. Oh, really?
With gratitude and...
Oh, and love. And also, it's giving maturity. I had no idea. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I've never... All of my breakups really have been amicable.
Okay.
At the same time, I always break up with them before they break up with me in my head.
I do that too. I do that too.
Yeah.
As in, if I feel my pride is... Yeah.
Yeah.
If I feel that someone's going...
Yeah.
I will go... I could be madly in love with you. And I'll go, yeah, I just feel like it's not really, like, going anywhere. Like, it's just not really going to work. But anyway, like, have a nice life and, like, tell your mum she's nice.
I'm sorry about your grandma passed away.
Yeah. I'm sorry that your grandma died here, but, like, it's just, like, really unfair.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that's why. That's, yeah.
Okay.
So that's why I'm not sad. I was sad when I went to, on my trip, my fun.
Oh, I want to talk about that as well.
I didn't have sex with anyone. Is that what you're
saying? That's what was...
Oh, okay, fine. No, because that's like tea.
Well, that... Your mind is in the gutter.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No.
But when you went on...
When I went
Do you
away,
feel like, was that trip a bit of a, I just want to go away and... Was it like a soul-searching thing?
Yes and no, because I wanted to go on the trip while we were together.
Oh, okay,
So I plan to always go on that trip.
Regardless.
Regardless. Maybe not for as long, but regardless.
Fine.
But it was very, like, recentering as a trip.
Because
I was by myself and had to be by myself.
Can we speak about travelling alone?
Yeah.
I've never done it. No.
As in, you've never even travelled on a plane alone?
No. I've done a lot of, like, plane journeys on my own.
But met people.
But I'm meeting someone there, or, like, Jack's come out 2 days late or whatever.
I'm going to burp.
I've not... Burp.
Sorry, no, but carry on.
Safe space. Nice. I actually, this wasn't a plan of topic at all for me, but I actually really want to chat to you about this because I feel like it's something that I need.
Yes.
But something I'm afraid to do.
Why?
I'm just like, I'm a very, like, passionate person in the sense that I need to bounce off. Like, I don't want to go to Paris, look at the Louvre and be like, sick. Sit one. Next. Like, I need to be able to go, oi, what do you think about that? Let's discuss it. I want to, like, that's what fills me with joy about travelling.
Can you discuss it with yourself?
Don't know. Ooh. Scary. Scary place. Just, like, talk to my inner monologue.
Yeah, just say to, like, if you were to go to the Louvre or the Eiffel Tower and just be like, what do we think about that, Ash?
Well...
Have moments with yourself, like, not feel as though you have to talk, like, talk it out with someone else.
Ooh, scary. Not sure. Really? But I feel like my brain is already having a constant conversation with myself.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep, like... Really?
Yeah, I'd say so.
So you enjoy that aspect of solo travelling?
Yes, because I feel like I can... Like, when I went to New York, I was able to actually do exactly what I want. In New York, see what I don't like.
You're not on anyone else's time.
No,
you're just like, oh, I want to see this. I'm gonna go do this.
Yeah, and that's I prefer to, like, if I go to, like, art galleries, and museums, by myself. I'm single. I'll go by myself because I don't like looking at art and then someone's like, can we move on? And I'm really into that piece of art.
Oh, so that's pissing you off. So you're like, now I can really absorb it.
Take a moment.
Interesting. Mm. Is there any aspect of it that's, like, tricky, or you're like, now I wish somebody was here?
It can be quite scary as a woman.
Agreed.
But then you can get locks and stuff, so that's okay. Or if you stay in a...
You can get security. Yeah.
You can get bolts.
Yeah.
24 locks hours
and
security.
And big locks.
A dog.
Yeah.
Big old Doberman. But yeah, no, you can get stuff to counter that. But yeah, no, that's I think that was the scariest part, the safety of it.
Shit, that's so... I actually hate being a woman. Like, the fact that that's what you need to think about.
Yeah.
I travel... Half of my travelling is done with Jack Remington, and as much as he's a massive, huge gay boy, obviously, He is a 6'2".
He's 6'2" and he's fucking active as fuck.
Broad back man.
Yeah.
So like,
I'd fuck him.
Same. And I have.
Together?
Yes. But.
Yes.
Yes. But when we're traveling, obviously, if he's as long as he's not walking down the street doing yada 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 yada, yada, yada,
you're safe.
Everyone's like, okay, yeah, they're probably together. Yeah. Like, it makes sense.
It's awful.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It's like,
and I hate that we have to think about that,
yeah,
as women. Like, what is the fuck is that about?
Do you ever, when you're walking home, put your keys in between your fingers?
Can't say I've done that.
You've never... When you're walking home late at
what
night
does that
and you get your keys
in between your fingers?
Yeah. Just in case someone comes out and jumps you. You've got a
You
key.
Did a DIY knuckle duster.
Have you never done that?
Rascal.
It's like...
Never done that.
Yeah. Or, like, as
so
women...
So you've made one. Like, I mean, rings, yeah, are quite...
You get like, your key ring and put your... If you're not wearing rings, it's easier.
Yeah.
Put your key, like, there. So
yeah.
If anyone... You can Wolverine
you just
them.
Do...
Yeah.
Never done that.
As a woman, I have to do that. You have to. You should as well. You're tiny.
Yeah.
Someone just be like...
Yeah, exactly. Well, this is the thing. I think I just get to the point where I think, take me then. Because
go
what
on.
Am I going to do?
Yeah.
Like, kick and scream.
Go on.
There's only so that just take me. If you're going to kidnap me, just do it.
Luckily, you haven't been, though.
No. I'm also... My toxic trait is that I...
Want to be.
No, no.
Oh.
I don't want to be kidnapped. But, oh, like, I truly believe that I could survive any disaster.
Uh-huh.
So in my head, you say to me, like, oh, shit, Ash, what would you do in a time of crisis? Mm. You've been kidnapped.
Mm.
I'd be like... I'd literally just fight.
Yeah.
And I'd win.
Yeah.
So I don't know why you're asking me that.
Yeah, for sure.
Do you get it?
How much film and TV do you watch?
Yeah, a fair amount.
Yeah, astonishingly.
Yeah. And that's my toxic trait. I probably should be more careful with that.
Yeah.
And think about
it. I don't
it
think,
more.
Yeah, because you are.
What are you gonna say?
Just
say it to my face.
You are so powerful,
mm,
internally.
But not
externally. I don't know how powerful you are, actually. How much do you lift?
Yeah, let's talk about lifting.
Let's talk about lifting.
Let's talk about, well, in what?
Yeah. Do you bench things? Do you do bench presses? Chest press?
Let's not talk about arm day.
Oh.
As in all of my... Let's...
No! Yeah!
But...
What the fuck?
No, no, you've got a strong back at the minute.
I don't like that.
At the minute.
I don't like that.
Why?
Strong back.
You literally...
Like a mule.
Yeah, you are a mule.
You're looking like a real donkey these days. Thank you.
Right, don't piss me off. You said it yourself. You literally did a TikTok the other day saying Dwayne The Rock Johnson pending. And she wants
said
to
I
say that
like
I'm calling
him.
Her a mule.
I do actually look like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Someone said I look like Digga D as well. Do I look like Digga D? Digga D's sister.
Someone said you look like Digga D.
Let me put my hair back.
No, you d-
What does he think?
Let's look up a Digga
D
tune.
Wait, hold on.
Hang on.
Fucking...
Fucking pig, and that must be a Digga D song.
Fucking...
Fucking yeah, blood. Hang on, we know a Digga D tune. Oh, I remember that one. Oh, do you remember this one?
Sex in the Rave. Well, who sang Sex in the
Sex
Rave?
Sex in the Rave?
Sex
that
in
is
the
not
rave.
A Digga D original.
I'm so sure there's
I can tell
a
you
song.
That much. Sex in the Rave.
Digga D.
Do you remember this one?
Five guys. Deal. Yeah.
I don't know any
Pump
lyrics.
101.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, you do?
Sister, to fuck these women. Four chains, stupid. She was
Black up. Black up in the Glock. Yes. We were pretty...
I'm really hot.
Yeah, I'm boiling.
Sorry.
We were pretty on job with what we started with, actually. That's pretty much the lyrics.
Yeah, that is.
Fuck these women.
Women. Fuck them. Fuck
around
women.
The block on the Glock.
Fucking sluts.
Yeah, that's it.
That's what all men rap about.
I don't think you look like Digga D.
Thank you.
No. How did we get there? our brains just completely in hell
sure.
when we're talking together.
Okay.
This all came from solo travelling.
But now.
Yeah. That's what's killing me. How do we
10
keep...
months later.
Yeah, how do we... 12 years later. How do we keep pivoting?
How did we
you get
should,
here?
Yeah.
Basically, my
you should
point
travel by
is...
yourself. It's really enriching.
Is it really?
Really.
There's nothing about it you would change
no.
about that experience. How long were you solo travelling for?
A month.
Full month? Yeah. Didn't feel like that long when I was watching.
4 months.
4 months and 20 days. Mishati.
Mishati. I can't do it. It's funny.
Okay.
Four months.
A month.
Yeah. A whole month.
And that was that always the plan, to go for that long? Because originally
I was going to go longer. I was going to go for about 6 weeks, but then the Brits. I had came back earlier because of the Brits.
Okay,
but then,
fine.
Yeah, no, I was going to be there for 6 weeks.
And you did, okay, you did. What's been killing me is I've been watching, yes. I was watching you talk about LA.
Hang on.
Mm-hmm.
Tell.
We've spoken about LA so much on this pod.
Disgusting.
Yeah, because people keep being like, I saw a TikTok of yours that everyone was like, can you talk about travelling? And you literally, you go, so I did New York, Toronto, LA. You literally just don't want to talk about LA.
I don't want to talk about it. And everyone, and I will say...
Did you hate it?
I hated it.
Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for listening.
No, good night.
It was a terrible place. But where I went to was terrible. I stayed in West Hollywood and, like, Hollywood... Downtown, that part of LA.
Yeah.
Hate it. I didn't go to Malibu.
Malibu.
I didn't go to Malibu.
Yeah. I didn't go to Malibu.
Malibu. But apparently that's nice.
Yeah, it's really nice.
No, apparently Malibu's really nice. So I would go
back. You
think
you went to the wrong area? I also just think, what are you in? What's LA for, really?
Do you know what it is?
Hell. yeah, I said it's a simulation.
It is. It really is. And, like, everything is, like, about TV and film.
Yes.
The entertainment industry. Yeah. Everything. All the billboards.
Yeah.
Everyone that you talk to, like, they're all working in that. So there's no, like, regular people. No realism to it.
There's no authenticity to the place at all. That's why I didn't like it.
There's no... And...
You know, like, even in London...
Yeah.
You can go, as in, yeah, don't get me wrong, there are lots of people... Yeah, ooh, lots of c***s in London. Yeah. Many. I know a fair
few. I've got one.
I am one. But you can go to a nice little pub on the corner, chat to someone who's got nothing to do with that, make a mate, have a nice experience and a nice interaction that feels genuine.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like LA's just not that.
It doesn't seem more than, like, it lacks authenticity.
Yeah.
Everybody
I've spoken to has said that. It's mad.
But I don't know whether it's like a British thing that we just don't like it because we're quite, as people, very...
We're very anti anyway.
Yeah. Colonialism.
Yes.
Imperialism.
It makes sense.
That's why we did it, really. Mm-hmm. We hate... I hate how I'm saying we.
We.
Yeah.
Because it was just me and you that are responsible for that.
Conquering everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, back in 15.
Yeah. back in my day.
Back in my idea.
But yeah, I don't know.
No,
it was just funny to me the way that every time I saw you post something about it, you were just completely skipping over the LA chat.
Yeah.
You're just like, not going to talk about that.
No.
But where I really liked was blah, blah, blah.
Well, also because LA people hate me now. So I don't want to throw, like, rubbish.
You don't want to keep just, like...
Yeah. So it's just kind of, let me not be a bully.
Yeah, I agree.
They know
I
hate them.
But also, the thing is, it's not even necessarily, like... We're not saying everyone from LA is our op.
No.
We're just saying the place as a whole...
Is hell.
I think is not
ideal. And they are
ideal. Yeah, okay.
No, everyone in LA...
There's a salt. Yeah, but so at that point, that's where you stop.
Yeah. No, but I don't.
No, you don't need to.
They're hellish gremlins. No, everyone I met is really nice.
Do you know what I am excited to hear about is Toronto?
Yeah.
Ah. No? Did you go with any... right, I'm trying to understand. You've packed up your Dora the Explorer bag.
The sink.
And yeah. The sink, your whole home. And you've said, I'm going travelling for a month.
Yeah.
No plan, just vibes?
Pretty much.
Really? Okay. And did you go off recommendation? Were there things that you were like... Like, were you, like, there with, like, multiple Lonely Planet books? Like, being like,
pretty
this
much.
Is what I'm going
to
do.
Where to go? Yeah. LA for dummies.
Exactly.
No. LA, I had, like, a list. Someone had sent me a list of things they recommended.
Okay.
Them all, except one... Bar one thing.
Okay.
Toronto, because I used to live there, it wasn't... I didn't go there with, like, an intention of...
Hang on.
Hold on.
Rewind, Drake. What do you mean? You used to live in Toronto.
My tit is just hanging.
It's good. Have you got a bra on?
No, I've got tit tape on. It's hell.
No, that's really good. I hate bras.
Yeah.
I think bras are for pussy clouds. Oh. I don't like... No.
Okay.
Yes.
I do like a skimmed bra. Like a semi-skimmed bra. The one that's... Like,
yeah, not full fat. No. And certainly not oat.
God, no. Not an oat bra.
No.
Fuck off.
Hate that.
Don't get me started on almond.
Almond milk sucks ass. Almond milk is so bad.
It's awful, but it's so good for you. In comparison to the others, it's, like, the best one.
But, like, at what cost? My mental health.
Your happiness.
Yeah.
Your joy.
My joy all is joy. On the floor. Yeah. All joy all when joy. I drink almond milk.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah. No.
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 Again, pivot.
Yeah. Pivot.
I don't know where we were.
Where were we?
Toronto.
Toronto.
What about it?
I used to live there.
Why?
Drake and I used to date. And he flew me out.
I heard about that in the press.
Yeah.
Really? Why did you live in Toronto?
I am a Canadian.
Is this just something you don't want to discuss or what? Am I in hell?
I just enjoy watching you wait.
For you like me to squirm. I do. What's that about?
I don't know. I like you.
Yeah, same.
Sexually. No. Anyway, no, I do.
Did you... Right, you're pissing me off. Did you live in Toronto with a man?
No. I moved there when I was about 19 and stayed there until I was about 23.
Is this a fake story?
No, I swear to God. I'll show you my Canadian passport. I'm a...
You're a citizen?
I'm a dual citizen, Canadian and British. So I was working in London and one day my manager pissed me off. Like, pissed me off. So I was like...
I'm looking at you, yeah, and I'm thinking, are you a liar and an actress?
Actress. I promise you, October 17th, 2023, I moved.
That was literally like a couple months ago.
2020.
You did not live in Toronto.
I swear to God, no, I lived in Toronto in 2019, sorry. 23rd of October, 2019.
You know that meme of, like...
calculations.
All the calculations. That's how my brain feels right now.
2019, I lived in Toronto. Until 2020.
Until yesterday.
2016! Sorry, 2016, I lived in Toronto.
Bob.
And I moved... I don't know.
What was the reason? Why were you in Toronto?
Spring, summer. I lived in... because my manager pissed me off. I'm sweating like a fucking pig in August.
That's insane.
My manager pissed me off.
Yeah, because you're lying, probably. Literally. That's what happens when you lie. You lie.
My manager pissed me off one day in August.
Right.
2016. And I said, I have two fucking passports, so why don't you fuck off? And I left the country.
So, okay, so what I'll do is I'll do the maths, seeing as you're incapable of telling the truth. So, is one of your parents Canadian? True or false?
True.
Cool. I'm getting there. Yeah. So I'm putting two and two together, maths.
Yeah.
So that's why you have a dual citizenship. And then your boss pissed you off and you said, what the fuck am I doing hanging about at work in a Wetherspoon? I'm going to go to Toronto.
I've got dreams, Ben.
Right. So then you did that.
Mm.
Okay. I'm moving on from Toronto.
Did
you like it?
It's coming from London, which is a big city.
Yeah.
Toronto's not like, wow, because it's like...
I only go to places that are...
Yeah, it's not very... Like, New York is...
Okay.
Mm.
I can't...
My legs right now are dripping.
Get up and have a walk about.
No, I can't.
Okay.
Red.
I kind of want to live in New York.
Yes, I do. Actually, I plan to.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, who knows if this is a lie or not?
Me. I'm actually Puerto Rican.
You. I actually lived in Peru right up until yesterday. Just moved.
I flew back, actually.
I really like New York. The only thing I find is it is... it is just another London.
It is on crack.
And London on crack, agreed. So I'm kind of like, is it silly to move to a place that just feels the same but like a bit more steroidy. Like, is that silly? I don't know. And also, right, starting afresh.
Start spreading the news.
Just feels a little bit, I think, especially when you're starting to establish yourself somewhere, right?
Oh, you're talking about life.
Yeah, I'm talking about life.
Oh.
Where are you?
I thought you meant starting afresh in the conversation.
No, starting afresh as a person.
Where are you?
Where are you? Not here.
I'm in hell.
Yes. But starting afresh, like, in terms of everything, like, your whole circle of friends are based here. Like, there is something about that that's a little bit scary.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And would you, like, what would make you move if you were going to do a move?
I really like New York.
Really?
Really like New York.
It felt like you were there for 18 years.
I want to be there for 18 years.
Really?
I wish I'd been there longer, to be honest. I planned that trip so wrong because I was in LA for the longest out of all of them. Fucking kill me.
And you hated it.
And I
hate
it.
You could have just got on the plane.
I could have got my private jet.
You could have just got on the plane and gone.
I could have, but I planned my flight.
Oh, you had like a full route and everything mm-hmm. all sorted.
Yeah.
So you were like, well, I'll just die in LA for 8 years.
Be hibernating in LA.
Right.
Never leave.
Okay.
But no.
You went to Mexico.
Yes.
What's making you die so much here? For those of you that don't know, we're really good mates.
We're in hell. So,
but I can... Yeah, Yami's in a hell right now.
I'm so hot.
Okay, what can we do? Can we put a fan on?
Right here. Right under my fanny.
I don't know how quickly it will work.
My hair is kinking up.
Do it right in her face.
Yeah, just do... flap.
Fuck yes. In her face flap.
I just love watching you deal with dead air. It's the most...
It's awful.
I love it. I enjoy it, actually. I actually take so much joy in watching you...
In watching me have a podcast with myself.
Yeah, and watching you just mentally figure out...
Where you're at.
What the fuck's going on.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I like.
Yeah. You're a horrible person. Yeah.
Ash.
What about it?
Short four... I mean, long for, no.
Ash, short for. I don't want to talk about it.
Don't you?
Not sure.
Can I guess?
Yeah, go on, guess.
Ashwinder.
Ooh, close. You were close. That was close.
Because I know your mother's Asian.
Nice, you put two and two together.
I know your mother's Asian.
Yeah.
I know your fucking mother's Asian.
Yeah, your fucking mother's
Ashwin.
Asian.
Ashwin. Deep.
Right, putting deep on the end of everything does not make it Asian, all
Ashwin
right?
Vita.
Oh, love that. It's a lovely breeze.
I can't feel.
Maybe we should as well.
That's oh, it. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it? I'll tell you what my real name is. You. Ashwini. My real name's Ashwini. Right. Don't, because the silence is deafening, and I'll tell you why.
No, sorry, is that a joke?
No, yeah, that's what I said to my parents. I told you my mum was a witch.
I thought people call you Ashwini because you're weenie.
Precisely. So I said...
That's beautiful.
No, I said, am I a dickhead for you to pop out a 4'11" daughter and have the audacity to put weenie at the end of her name? I said at school I was just called Weenie. As in all my mate, that was my nickname. It was just Weenie. It's rude, isn't it? So now
I just don't know really what's going on.
So now I only go by Ash. And when people go Ashley, I go, yeah. Because I don't want to talk about
it. How about Ashana?
Ooh.
Ashanti.
Oh, baby. I could be Ashanti.
Ash.
I really like Ashana.
Ashton, but as a girl.
Yeah. Gender has...
You like Ashana?
No. Yeah, I like Ashana.
Yeah.
I'm legally changing my name to Ashana, everyone. Write it down.
Ashwini.
Ashwini.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, thank you. Nice to meet you.
Nice to finally meet
you. I do feel like this is the first time we've met, actually.
No, genuinely.
Yeah. I also want to talk to you about the gym.
Okay.
Because you're a big gym girly at the moment.
I'm big.
I actually, it's as if she's come today on smoke.
I have come.
Multiple times on in that seat.
This seat is dripping.
Yes.
I actually don't want to get up from this seat.
You don't need to. Yeah, you can just be stay here forever and make me want to slip my wrist.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Love, that's the plan.
Talk to me about the gym.
It's open.
It's open 24 hours.
What do you want to know? What do you want to hear? What do you want to hear? What do you hear? Hey.
You've recently been like, I'm really in my gym bag. I'm in my fitness era.
Yeah.
This is what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I want to know how you're finding that.
I love it. I've always loved the gym, though.
Have you?
Yeah, always. I've always been a big gym girl.
Have you? I didn't know that.
When I lived in Toronto back in 20...
Back in 1988, when I started my colony.
Back when we actually discovered Toronto.
Yes.
On the ships. I actually did, was like, I had like this Instagram fitness page. It's fucking
you
embarrassing.
You didn't.
It was fucking embarrassing. It was disgusting.
You had an Instagram fitness page?
Yeah.
Is it still up and running?
No. That shit got taken down. I lost 20 pounds.
Oh, my God. Yeah, fair.
Yeah, I was...
Yeah. Wait, what? You had it. So what were you doing? Were you being like, hi, guys, come do HIIT with me today?
No, I wouldn't even talk. I'd just, like, film myself working out and then put music over it.
One of those.
Yeah.
OK, what was the aim there? No aim, just vibes.
Just vibes.
Was it one of those you'd kind of just wanted to get, like, good ass shots in?
Pretty much.
And you thought, I'll just make it a fitness page.
Essentially,
why not?
I was just filming myself doing, like, rows with my back arched, like, a lot.
Yeah, of course.
And that's why I did it.
Right.
Mainly. No, I'd lost a lot of weight, and people were like, oh, my God, how did you lose so much weight? And then I was like, why don't I just make a shit fitness page?
I'm a PT.
Yeah. I actually have
a qualification. MVQ. Is that a
MVQ?
Qualification?
MVQ. I think so.
Not sure.
Okay.
Don't
believe anything I say.
No, I know, because you're talking.
I'm literally not even a liar.
Okay. What about gym etiquette?
Oh.
So a few things at the gym that pissed me off. Getting hot.
Dripping sweat. Tell me.
What pisses me off at the gym?
Don't piss me off.
I suggest you don't piss me off. I know what pisses me off.
Go on.
I want to go to the gym and look like a turd and feel fine about it.
You don't go to a good gym for that.
Fine. I want to have my headphones in and I want that to be a sign of don't chat.
Mm.
I mean business. And I find the gym now, obviously, if you're a gym girly and you get acquainted well with the gym and then you start making gym friends...
You're also friendly.
But, yeah, that's a big problem.
Don't shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's a huge problem.
People want to talk to you.
And I'm thinking, I've literally got an hour to get in and get out. Why am I at Wireless Festival?
Why don't you go to a different gym?
It would be the same.
You'd make more friends.
I'd make multiple friends out at the gym.
You just want to talk to anyone.
I know.
I don't think that's the gym's fault, Ash.
Oh, you think it's a me problem?
I think it's a you thing.
But then I don't want to be rude.
You're not rude.
So just, like, head down.
Just do a little...
Oh, that's it. Just do a little hi. Do you have friends at the gym?
I do. They're old men. I love them.
Oh, what gym do you go to?
Fucking
retirement. An elderly people's home, it shuts at 6 p.m.
And I help them get
back to
their room.
We just wade in the water.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
Wait, really, though?
No, I go to a gym... Sorry. I go to a gym very close to my house.
Oh.
I shouldn't say that. I go to a gym in my area.
Okay, yeah.
I go to a gym.
And there's no, like, young, sexy boys at the gym?
There's very sexy boys.
Oh.
Some are really young.
Okay.
There's this guy at the gym.
You're going to tell me about a gym crush?
I think he's Polish.
Okay.
He's balding.
Cool.
And he wears glasses.
So there's a Polish man at the gym who's balding.
Wears glasses.
Okay.
But he's like 6'6", built like a fucking brick shit house.
Nice.
He could fucking fight a bear.
Really?
And I swear...
he could stick a dumbbell at me.
And you'd love it. Really?
Oh, my God.
Do you... I tell you what's
wrong with me, actually.
Do you like, big built guys? Wow. Really?
Yeah.
See,
if they're tall. I don't like a stocky little built guy.
Oh, no. Hey.
Awful, disgusting.
I quite like a lean boy.
Malnourished.
Not malnourished.
Right.
No, as in, like, have some meat going. I don't need you to be, like, bodybuilder body.
I don't need bodybuilder, but I need... Like, I want your arms to be bigger than my head.
Interesting. OK, so would you move to said gym man?
The 40-year-old balding Polish man...
Who you said you literally want to stick a dumbbell up you.
I wouldn't move to him because how dare
I? Really?
Yeah, that's what...
What, how dare you have the what?
How the audacity? Dare I lose my sense of self?
Okay, fine. Do you think that's just gym goggles? Because there are a lot of people...
Yeah.
...that I think in the gym... Mm. 10 out of 10,
yeah.
Let's lips. Yeah. If I saw you... Outside the gym, on road, Quasimodo.
Oh.
Do you get it, though? I know you get it.
I don't.
What? You've just said...
The Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Hunchback of Notre Dame.
Not necessarily. They don't necessarily need to have the Hunchback.
Oh, they look like Quasimodo.
They just look like Quasimodo.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant, as in you were saying,
posture.
Like, if I see you outside, it's Quasimodo.
Quasimodo, is that a threat?
It's like a word. Like,
when I catch you outside,
it's a fucking Quasimodo.
It's a fucking Quasimodo
thing. I'm fucking hunchback.
Yeah, fair. I'm gonna hunchback your nasty ass. Oh, that's what you thought. I'm going to start using that as an L to
people. That's what I thought you were saying.
I think that's really funny.
Yeah. I'm going to fucking Quasimodo you.
No. Yeah. How do you feel about
people? That's sick.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it?
That's really
good. I could Quasimodo you right now.
We should just use that. Just start infiltrating the system.
I wonder if we should trademark it.
Like, I'll Quasimodo you.
Yeah.
Like, the more we say it, the more
it will just catch on.
It will just catch on.
Let's put it in a couple of pieces of content.
Carry on running your mouth before you get Quasimodo'd.
That. I didn't go for that, but yes. How do you feel about being moved to in the gym?
I am really hideous in the gym.
Are you, though?
I am. I'm the colour of this. I'm the colour of those phones. I turn so red when
I work out. Are you a sweater and you get a bit...
I don't sweat, I just turn really red.
Okay.
Really red. And I also am really... I hate men, as we know.
Yeah.
So I'm actually very, like...
How do you navigate that, though? Because it's hard when, like...
I...
Loving cock, but hating men. So tricky.
Paper bag.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, just, and then...
I am attracted to men that are just really nice and
give...
Because obviously they're all liars and fakes and cheats. The ones that, like, show me in the initial offset that they worship women.
You just love a really nice...
A really nice man. I like a man that's really, like, he does not give me any back chat. He does not tell me to sit down and shut up.
Really?
How dare you?
So you just want a yes man?
Absolutely. Yes.
Really?
Absolutely.
Can't relate. Yes men just eventually, not even
say
eventually.
No, not yet.
Eventually, they all gonna say no.
Yeah, no. No, but I also live with the understanding that at some point, every man I've ever met in my life has disappointed me. So at some point, they will.
Deep.
Yeah.
Deep, but
every
true.
Man. There's not one man.
Are you, like, losing faith in dating?
Yes.
Next question. Really?
Yes and no.
Mm.
But yes and no, it's difficult because the pool is so big and the gems are minuscule.
Far and few between,
literally
my love.
Nothing. No. 0.00001% chance.
You know when people are like, there's plenty of fish in the sea and,
literally.
Then, and then the meme is the fish
yeah.
and it's all like... like the most jacked up, like mother bitch with like one tooth like that. That's how I feel about dating. It is that, though,
that
isn't
is
it?
That. But then I feel like there will be someone out this. I'm
Are you actually even open to it though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to find someone specifically now that's like I'm currently dating. I don't want to find someone. I don't want to find someone specifically now because they say you shouldn't find... How old are you?
28.
Okay, great, perfect. I don't want to...
How old are you?
27.
Bitch. What? Who said that?
What?
Did you just turn 27?
I don't want to find someone specifically...
Because they say you should not find your man in your 20s. Your 30s is...
This is another thing. No, this pisses me off. No, not even about the 20s thing. Right. Understand that.
Right.
This whole, like, if you go looking for love, you're never going to find it, so you should just stand there and it's going to come to you. Shut the fuck up. So you mean to tell me, yeah, if I sit here like this...
Yeah, someone's going to be out there.
Prince Charming's going to come and clout me if I sit here like this.
I think they mean it.
I don't believe that
in the
for a
sense
second.
That don't force it and lose yourself
in the process.
Journey of forcing it. Like thinking, oh, let me mould myself because this one, this, he wants this.
Okay,
let me mold myself.
Fine.
Someone will absolutely take you as you are, so don't force it.
Don't mould yourself into something that you're not.
That you're not, because that won't.
Oh, I can't possibly.
No.
I couldn't possibly do that anyway.
Hell.
That would last all of 2 seconds, then all of a sudden, demon.
Yeah.
Okay, so you are open to it.
I am.
If a man was to come up to you right now, in the gym, if say we were in the gym, hypothetically, gorgeous, not 40.
Not balding.
And not balding.
Over 6'2".
Wait, is that your cut off?
1,000%.
6'1". Never. Wouldn't go. Really?
I kissed someone 6 foot recently. Didn't enjoy it.
6 foot?
Yeah.
But
you're
that's
literally
calm. No. Don't chat about me.
You could date someone my height and be completely happy.
I wouldn't be that overjoyed. I wouldn't be like, wow.
My tall king.
Yeah, I do like the thing
See,
of being tiny.
See, I find that
tiny.
Really. I think that's really... You are tiny to anyone and everyone available.
So where do you think I should be at on the height Richter scale?
5'6".
What?
You're 4'11". You're 4'11". These heels are probably what? 4 or 5 inches?
I reckon 4.
4. So the most you'll get up to is 5'3".
So right.
So, and so you're telling me
you
should do someone
have that little respect for
you
your
don't
friend.
Need anyone
and
more 3 inches?
That you think my cut-off point for men should be 5'4"?
No, 5'6". Did I say 5'4"? No,
six.
You need them at least 2 inches above you in heels. So 5'6". I know it's hideous. They should all be gassed.
5'6". It's ridiculous.
Disgusting. I don't know why we didn't breed them out.
No.
Like ages ago.
I agree. So, right, hypothetically speaking,
yeah,
this dream man.
No.
Yeah, mate, this is an issue. As
how
in,
much
we,
do you earn?
Can't...
Not you. The dream man is my first
yeah,
question.
Yeah. Okay, is
how
that,
tall are you?
Is that another thing?
Are you homophobic, transphobic, racist, or in any way bigoted?
For sure.
Me. and...
This is a huge vetting system, as in all, like, very valid
what
points.
What do you think about what women wear?
Okay.
Those are my, I think, top questions, to really weed them out in the
okay.
first instance.
Right. You just go straight off the bat.
There's no point me talking to you if you're any of those.
Yeah, I agree, but yeah. Same. But then you can't... Someone can't ask you out on a date and you go...
How much do you earn?
Are you a racist? Are you a bigot? Are you a... Do you like the gays?
How do you feel about the gays? I always say, actually...
How do you feel about the gays is a huge one. That
would
be a first question.
What would you do if your son was gay is my biggest question. What would you do if your son was gay? That's my biggest question, because you can always
right.
ask, oh, are you homophobic? Their first thing is like, no, I'm not homophobic.
No, I love gays.
No, I love the fucking gays.
Yeah.
I'm even gay myself.
You always you're
do
right.
that. And then you say, well, what about if your son was gay? And then they're like...
And the question,
well,
yes.
Obviously, shut the fuck up. Get
yeah,
the fuck
yeah,
out
yeah,
my face.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, fine. That's fair
Any
enough.
Any stuttering is wrong. But anyway.
That's fair enough.
Those are, also, if you...
What's your approach?
To men?
Yeah. No, well, this... Well, I'm figuring it that out quite quickly. You just beat them
I
all
get a
up
rope.
And then, yeah, just... As in, like, do you reckon you've got game?
Yeah.
Swear?
Yeah.
I've got no game.
You do.
No.
You do.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because... You're attractive, and you know you're attractive. I mean, you know you're attractive. That in itself is
That's
your game.
The game.
That is your game.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're loud. You're loud.
You're loud. You're annoying.
Yeah.
You're 4'11".
Painfully
which is...
disgusting. No, you're loud, so you can never be a mysterious babe. But I know that. I could be a mysterious babe.
That pisses me off as well. But I'd love to be a mysterious
babe. No, you wouldn't.
Babe. No, because imagine how fit I'd be if I could just, like, sit in the corner of a room with a little coffee. Yeah, not like that. But, like, with a little coffee and a beret on and reading a book. And
a beret?
Yeah, maybe a beret.
A beret.
And someone's like, wonder what she's thinking.
You.
I mean, nothing. Tumbleweeds in my brain. But if somebody was like, wonder what she's thinking, and I'm like, wouldn't you like to know? I wish I could be that girl, but I just talk so much shit. But
that is your sex appeal, that you chat shit and that you're a yapper. Yes.
Okay.
Because it's not going to change. You would never be... You will never be a mysterious babe.
And that's okay.
So you have to understand that your sexiness is in the fact that you are a yapper.
So what makes you think you've got game then?
I bring men to their knees.
In every sense of the word?
In every sense, I crush their soul.
How would you approach...
They end up dead.
Would you... Yeah, this is the thing. Would you ever approach a guy?
Unless I'm fucked up drunk.
Yeah.
And they're ugly.
Really?
Which sounds really backwards. I would never approach a good-looking man.
Really?
Ever. They're disgusting.
Right. We did this. Is absolutely sending me the hatred for men, but also the love for them.
I don't love them.
But you do, though.
I'm attracted to them, unfortunately. I do
so
not
that's
love
what it
men.
Is. You hate that you love them.
Although there are men that I do love. Like, for example, men that worship their wives.
Yeah.
I love them. I think they're...
Not
fantastic.
Many of that.
No, literally, so, they are.
I think that's
far
the issue.
Between.
Yeah.
I was saying the other day that we should have like a big courtroom. You know, like in Lilo and Stitch?
Yes.
Where it's like a huge space. There's like this, all these like aliens while these people are speaking, like talking about how Stitch should be deported.
Oh, yeah.
You should have that, but with women. And men are, like, lined up and we decide which ones are thrown out into the atmosphere.
And you just take them out.
Yeah. And there's, like, one, a man can provide up to three women references. So three women would be like, I think
Ooh.
He should be saved because this. But
right.
Question them and say, have you actually been gaslit?
It's almost like a bit of a Judge Judy thing.
Yeah.
But they just get obliterated on the spot.
Yeah. That would be, I think, a fantastic concept that we should take.
I think that's a brilliant concept and we should take it to Netflix immediately.
Immediately.
It's almost like a kind of, what's that, Squid Games type thing?
Yeah.
Where they, I want a laser to do it.
Mm.
Just directly.
Mm.
There'd be no men left.
No men. Only cis men are in the lineup.
Yes. Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
But the gays in there.
The gays
are you joking?
They're actually
1,000,000%
in the crowd.
Okay.
But no, I hate men. I think they're disgusting creatures. I say this every opportunity I can get.
You do.
I do.
I just wonder, like, how you navigate that.
Who hurt you?
No, not who hurt you. Have you been hurt in love?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Have you? Do you think that's what's made the hate? Like, is that bred the hatred?
I think the hatred started...
back when I was 8.
When I was about 15.
Mm. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Just generally? Was it... You don't
It was a traumatic experience.
Okay.
That made it...
And you were
that
like...
That made me... And I was like, hold on. These ones...
These creatures are crazy.
They're crazy. And then from then, it just... The older I get as well, the more I just hate them.
Yeah.
And the older I get, I realise they all disappoint me.
It's so hard, though, isn't it? Because how do you not come across as just this, like, bitter woman?
I am bitter.
And are you fine with that?
I'm
You're
full
just
of
like,
hate.
I'm a bitter woman?
Yeah. Because I hope to find a man one day that I'll say, I hate men, I think they're disgusting creatures, and he'll be like, I get you.
Oh, so you want one that hates them too?
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, I love you.
Literally impregnate me.
Can I have some of that?
The fuck are you even asking?
What is it? Unpopular opinion, I don't like coffee. Oh. I'm going to ask this though.
You're not.
Really?
You're going to drink it and be like, what the fuck?
Chai.
Woo! Asian.
I went for the spud, you went for the tickle. Love that. Asian, yeah.
Yeah.
Chai. I love chai so much.
You are... That is a dirty chai.
Mm-hmm. You.
It's a dirty... my drag name, you. Dirty Fry. Me.
Yeah, no.
Do you have a love language?
Can I move over here? Is that illegal?
Yeah, of course you can.
My breath smells, though. Can we actually do it like this? No, my breath smells.
Yeah, of course we can.
And we know how we feel about bad breath.
Well, yes.
Yes. Oh, God, love language. My one's actually technically made up, but I think it's actually a very valid one. If I move over here, I am.
It's a made-up love language.
Well, it's not like one of the five.
Okay.
But it's 1,000%. And it actually happened to me yesterday, and I was like, wow, that is definitely my love language.
Oh, and it confirmed to you that that's
that is my love language.
Go on.
Feeling known. Let me explain it to you.
Feeling known?
Let me explain it to
you.
Okay. Let me explain it to you.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's when people know specific your likes, your dislikes, and it's not giving gifts and it's not acts of service, but they know your likes and dislikes and they do things
feeling
specifically
seen
and known.
Okay.
So, like, for example, so yesterday my makeup artist, yesterday was doing my makeup and I told him, when I first did my makeup with him,
right.
I told him I don't like this area here.
Hate that area
of myself. I hate that area. Do you think it's a mixed race thing?
What, that it's just,
we
have mine
like a
feel
dark
deep
thing
set.
Here. Oh.
Mine feel, yeah, I get mine filled though.
And the gag is, I just feel like they're really dark here, but I think, why do I look?
Oh, what, as in, like, actual, like pigmentation?
Yeah, I feel like they're really dark, but I don't know whether that's because of my moustache.
No, I don't think that's the case at all. I can't see that now.
Well, I put makeup on.
Cool.
But I told him when I first did it that I don't like that area, and he remembered yesterday to just do it without me telling him, like, extra, and I literally queefed.
Right. And you were like, I love... that you've seen.
You remember.
You know me.
You know me. Or, like, if someone, like, my best friend will be like, oh, like, for example...
Okay.
I think about when I get married and my kids...
Yeah.
Like, they're shopping for my Christmas present with my father.
You as a mum would go off.
I would literally beat them up.
Yeah.
they're shopping with the man that just so happened to impregnate me.
Yeah.
Their dad, my husband.
Who you obviously hate.
Yeah, who I absolutely despise. And they, like, pick something up and he's like, oh, God, no, mum won't like that. That is my... That I love
oh,
that kind of stuff.
I know exactly
you know what
you
mean.
Just somebody that knows you
knows
to that
me.
Extent.
That is my love language, feeling known.
I really like that.
Thank
I
you.
Actually agree.
Thank you.
Because I think any time... Well, I'm a physical touch person, so, like, I know that that is... What?
You.
Yep. As in, that I actually want to speak about this to the point where if
Don't
I'm...
Just let go.
No, oh. That's what I mean. I love this. This fills me with joy. Sometimes my friend, my old school friends hate it, right? I'll go to them. I'll just be like this. You're still holding it?
No.
I'll go like this.
Nope.
Hello. And they're like, Ash, there was no need for you to do that. I could have said hello to you here and it had the same effect.
Hello.
But to me, hello. Different.
Like, you're like a little Rumpelstiltskin.
It is. I'm like a little child. I love physical affection and touch. It's just my thing. You could not say a word to me, but if I, like, have someone I'm seeing or a boyfriend or whatever, and there's not at least one leg on me like this, you despise me.
Oh.
That's how I feel. I think you
that.
Obviously
I'm just
hate me.
Touch you.
Yeah.
But, what if it's people, like, what if you're dating, like, you've gone on a first date and they're like, and you're not, like, you literally just met and they want to hold your hand.
Hold my hand, like, around, like, in public?
Or just, like, say you're, like, in a lounge and they just want to, like...
Yeah.
But you don't know them?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's a me thing to do.
Okay.
Also, I like to sit next to people on dates rather than opposite.
Hate.
Really?
I like to sit opposite them so that I can really stare
at them. Yeah. So, do you know, there's literally science behind this.
Why?
People prefer or feel more comfortable in a date setting when they're next to the person because they don't get as put off by how awkward the eye contact thing is.
I like eye contact and I like the men to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, you love people being uncomfortable. That's your favourite
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, literally, I love
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Whereas I like to sit next to someone and I like to do a little...
Yeah. No, but then what if you're on the date and they're right there and you're just like, how's your food? Like, what? Like, you're sat next to them. It's like, oh...
Why would I be on a date with someone? That's like this. So, how's your steak? Is it cooked to perfection or what?
No, but like to the side.
No.
Like, say no. Imagine we're on a date right now. Come here. Come here.
Okay, go on.
What do you like to do?
Do you know what I mean?
No.
Rango. That's not what you do. This is what I'm saying. You would sit like this.
In a restaurant, but you're on a table.
Who cares?
Oh. There are all the rules out the window.
All the food off the table and fuck me. Who cares? No, don't do that.
Yeah.
But as in, just as in like, you lounge like this. You do this. It just feels a bit more, to me, this feels, this to me, feels like, and why do you think you qualify for the job, sir?
Yeah, literally, why do you think you qualify for the job?
This makes sense. We've actually, okay.
This is psychology.
This is psychology 101. Yeah. This makes a lot of sense.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
You asking me that?
No, that's why I asked.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay. It's quite heavy, though.
It is, but if you can't hold the load...
If you can't... Yeah. You can't hold my load.
If you can't hold my load, then you'll just get goad.
Every now and again, we just switch into Simish.
Yeah, Scaramouche.
Yeah.
Oh, I love Sims.
Oh, my God, you do love Sims.
Me.
I love you.
And it's Simlish. Sims.
Is there a new Sims? Did I see you promoting a new Sims?
It's not a new Sims. It's Sims... Sims 4, out now. It's...
branded.
No, they're just... leave it on that side. Okay. They're just doing a sale. That's what I was...
Did you used to come home every day and play The Sims?
Every day. Every day. I used to make myself.
Do you know... Yeah, but also... Yeah, but you... When I used to make myself
you kill your Sims,
I was fucking deluded.
You.
Me. 5'10". Model, caramel tin. Yeah. Massive tits. Tiny waist, huge ass.
As you
and
should.
I was like, this is me in my house. Look how accurate it is.
Literally, this is me. My big old mansion. Ashwin.
And I used to make my husband...
sexy. Yeah. I used to
every
make him
day.
Cheat.
Used to make them cheat.
Mm.
I think there's a lot to unpack. There.
No!
It's so much to unpack, yummy.
Oh. Oh.
What have you got coming up?
Nothing.
What have you got coming up?
Literally no.
What do you want to have coming up? Have you got some holidays planned? Oh, yes, I'm 12.
No.
Do you not call them summer holidays? Do you not call them summer holidays?
No, because they're not... holiday all year round.
Fair. I don't care if I'm 15, 25, 35, 85.
Oh. They jump. That was a jump.
Huge jump. They will always be summer hollybobs to me.
Mm. No.
That period between...
June.
Nah. I reckon it starts in May. I think foolery starts in May.
Yeah, but that's not the summer holidays, though. You don't break up from school until June.
OK, fine.
July, even.
Is it?
Mm.
It is. It's like July 17th or something.
OK.
Told you, I love summer holidays.
Hanging around the school.
But yeah, I
love summer holidays.
I love summer holidays.
Where are you going?
Do you know what pisses me off? I feel like I don't book things anymore because of work. Mm. I know that it's actually lame.
Mm.
I feel like I'm always so worried about, ooh, can't book that too much. But that's why I was probing you so much on the holiday thing, because I feel like I need to get out of this just like work to
work,
live.
Work.
I need to stop that and I need to just book a load of holidays and go on a bit of a mazza. Because I've been a bit... honestly, I've not been having a good time.
No.
Yeah.
Why?
As in, like, I'm generally always having a bit of a good time because just, like, I am a posy gal.
Posy bitch.
Yeah, but I do just feel like I'm always overwhelmed. And I'm kind of like, why is adulting one big to-do list that never gets finished?
Yes.
Yeah?
Mm.
Does it ever get finished?
No.
Next question.
But there's beauty in that.
Ooh, you're so deep. Oh, my God, you're paying.
Deep, can I...
What's the beauty in it?
Why would you want it to finish?
Go on, let it land. Let it land. Where's the beauty in it?
Beautiful, isn't it? No, it's there's beauty in there because it's like, why would you want it to finish? It's not like, there's not, there's things you tick off, but it's a routine.
It's not the destination.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That is the case.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Me and Jack did book Bali, though.
When are you going to Bali?
Bali, Bali. September.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I've got the whole summer holiday.
How long are you going to go for?
Like 2 weeks.
Fuck!
And I want to... I've already decided I'm getting braids. As in, it's giving Monica from Friends, which she mentioned she went away and came back with the beaded braids.
As you should.
That's what I want to do.
Is your hair naturally this straight?
Not this straight, but it's naturally like Asian in texture, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I am worried that I will also start balding if I actually do get braids. Will I?
No. You'll just prepare for a lot of hair to come out.
Shit.
But
not doing it then.
It's because it's pulling your hair follicles.
But I was going to get goddess braids.
That still pulls your hair follicles.
But to the same extent.
Yeah. Goddess braids are then the ones with just curly leave out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still doing the
it's
same
still
shit.
Braids, yeah. It's still braids because they're still, like, pulling here because they have to braid it from
what's your texture like? This?
No, God, no. It's curly.
Oh, yeah. I've literally seen your
You literally
hair.
Know me well.
Yeah, I know. I literally
We literally live together.
It's as if... We literally... We're dating. I don't know why
it's curly. I think it's, like, 3A, 3C, 3B, sorry.
Oh.
Which is like Zendaya-ish.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have to do braids maybe once a year because it's not for me either.
Do you hate the itch?
Despise it.
Oh, really?
But apparently that's with the hair itself. It's not actually like the pulling aspect of it. It's like you have to. I am allergic to the hair unless it's washed.
Oh, are you? Mm-hmm. Do they use real hair?
No, not always.
I'm such a shit black
goddess
girl.
Braids. You should use.
Actually, my black card's been revoked.
Why?
Me. What a braid!
Not even goddess braids.
Yeah.
No, goddess braids. You can use
Do
real
you
hair.
Do you use normal hair for braids or not?
Where'd you get the hair?
Where'd you get the hair from?
Where'd you get the hair from?
Where'd you get your hair from, girl? No, I actually don't know. This is what I mean.
No, but you learn.
I actually wish I didn't grow up.
At all.
No, at all. So that you wouldn't have a go at me for calling it summer holidays.
Yeah.
No, I actually wish I grew up around more black women.
Same.
Because I haven't. And same. I just feel like there's so much culture-wise that I'm like... I'm literally part Caribbean and I'm like, what are braids?
Yeah, literally.
As in, what is that about?
Literally, what is the Caribbean?
Yeah, you know, I have no idea.
Stewed.
Don't know her.
Goat.
I know that, yeah.
Rice and peas.
Bitter rice and peas and a bit of stewed chicken.
Plenty.
Don't know.
Mm-mm. No, same. And there's also that concept, well, your mum is a woman of colour.
Yes.
There's that concept that if your mum is the white one out in a mixed race.
Oh, yes.
Then you are white.
Oh, and is that
then
a whole...
You are black.
Really?
Yeah. Aww. Me with
so
freshly
as of today,
straightened hair.
You are a white woman.
A white woman.
A white woman.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm, I've never heard that.
No, but like, oh, conversations like this, yeah.
They upset you.
They do upset me. Mm. Just because, yeah. Let's get into that. They don't upset me. It's just like, it is, no, let me not. I'm not even going to speak about it.
Okay.
You know why? Because I was like,
colorism.
We then start to get into the colorism thing, and of course you cannot, I cannot compare my experience to an experience of someone that is a dark-skinned black woman.
No, 1,000%. But that's, I was saying it on my podcast yesterday.
Yeah.
That I don't consider myself, I don't, when people ask me what are you?
Yeah, what are you?
I say I'm mixed race. I don't say that I'm black.
Yes.
Other people can refer to me as black and they
yes.
usually
yeah, yeah,
do.
Yeah. Like that's what I say too. I say I'm mixed race.
Yeah, because I feel like our experiences as a mixed race woman is something that a dark-skinned black woman or just a darker woman than us is,
yes.
is black. Is
yeah.
Different. My experience as a paler mixed race woman is very different from your experience as a darker mixed race woman.
Yes.
When, so
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
All
There's so
different.
Many like intricacies to it.
So
I agree.
You gotta just.
I had some comments the other day on on one of my
black
posts.
Fishing.
Yeah.
Someone said you're blackfishing.
Someone said I'm blackfishing.
What a bomber!
Yeah. Me every other moment. Bomber clad rascal!
Really?
Yeah. Blackfishing. And I thought, how many layers of foundation do you think this is?
No, but you're quite.
I'm deep skin tone.
You are like, deep skin tone.
So I was like, what? I can understand if you're, because you're quite fair.
I'm extremely fair.
And I can understand
in love and war.
Well, yes. I can understand somebody being like, wait.
I'm white passing.
That classic, what is she?
Yeah.
Is she this, is she that? I don't know. But like,
no. There's like literally, and it's like not even, like I'd understand.
Not really getting that.
No. That you don't have, like to me, white.
No.
No.
Where's the white?
Literally.
There's quarter in there somewhere.
Quarter. Quarter. That's the crazy thing.
Interesting, isn't it?
Isn't it? It's crazy. It's race. Yeah. Race relations.
Race relations. Thank you for coming to our history class. We've actually been speaking for so long that we're done.
Yeah.
I love this you so much.
City. What?
I love you. Can we go out? Because we haven't been out.
Ever.
We've never been out.
Not out, like you and I. As in, like, not out.
Getting
other
drunk.
Than a brand event.
Ew.
Literally.
That's disgusting.
I don't want to go out with you.
Why not? Because you'll never come home.
Literally. Going out with you on a proper night out would give me shingles.
Shingles? Correct.
I would be.
It's not a night out with Ash unless you come home with shingles.
Unless you come home with shingles.
Yeah.
Or you don't come home at all.
Or you don't come home at all.
It would scare the fuck out of me.
Why? It's wherever the wind takes you.
Yeah.
This is what I mean.
But the wind will blow you anyway.
The wind blows me
every second.
Ever the night
literally
takes me.
I couldn't do it. I couldn't
Why?
Do it. I'd love to because
I love you. Are you a party girl? You're not a party girl.
I'm not a party girl. I'm not a party girl. I can party. Although yesterday,
did
I was up until
yesterday?
4 a.m. 4 o'clock in the morning.
That's when my night starts.
See, that to me is hell.
Is it?
That's hell. That's hell and horror, actually. No.
Where were you up till 4 a.m, please?
I went to a party, and then I came home at 2, and then I was just...
Right, OK. More lies. You weren't out till 4 a.m, were
up.
You? You were out till 2.
I was 2, up till 4.
Which is basically a dinner.
What is wrong with you? What are you
You were
saying?
Out till 2.
I couldn't do that.
That's a minor.
Sorry, Ash. That's insane. A minor?
Yeah. You out till 2 and then you came home. You were sleeping at 4. That's not you were out till 4. We are going to have a good time. Thank you.
You're like a little devil gremlin.
I am. But I just think I will sleep when I'm dead.
What? But, you know, if you don't actually sleep properly, you
then
die soon.
I will die.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will. No, I'll make sure. Listen, don't get me wrong. I can be on job in the week.
Do you not have a social battery?
Yes. I actually do. I thought I didn't have one.
Oh.
So, as I said to you, there were, like, moments of
Who
me...
made you realise that you have a social
Jack
battery?
Remington.
He will deplete anyone's social battery.
To the point where I thought I didn't have one. Jack goes out and then I'm like, ah, I found it.
I could not go out with you and Jack. I could not go out with you and Jack.
I can't even go out with
That is hell. I don't know how you do it.
Yeah, it's really fun, though. Mm. Like, you would have fun.
I'm sure... Yeah, no, I'm sure it is. It looks really fun, from what I see.
But do you watch that and just think, that doesn't appeal to me? Like, you're just not a going-out girly like that. Do you just want to, like, be at home by a certain point and just be comfy?
Yeah, it doesn't appeal to me. I can appreciate you having fun. Right. I can appreciate your tits out while I'm in bed.
Yeah. I don't know why every night ends up like
every time you go out, I go on Jack's story and you have your clart out. You are literally either naked, topless, or both.
Well, yes. Yeah.
And the thing is...
Again, all in the name of fun.
Yeah.
I just think...
I couldn't get my baps out. You have nice perky baps.
You have great baps.
I've got tit tape on.
You have really good ones.
I want to get my baps done.
Maddie's are so good.
Fuck me.
Maddie Jepson's.
She's got fantastic baps.
Oh, her baps. Mm.
She's got little nipples.
Yeah, I felt.
Sorry, actually, I don't know if that's.
That's okay. No, because she knows that we're going to talk about.
Oh yeah, we're going to talk about.
Well, I literally felt them on this pod for about 10 minutes.
She's got lovely nipples.
They're great, and they're new, and they're very well done.
They're very well done.
Because I had a big thing about. fake boobs looking. In fact, let me just tell you one thing.
Go on.
No, I haven't had my boobs done. But
me,
the guy that I'm
talking to, in love with,
seeing.
Okay.
Haven't said that before.
How often do you see him?
Every week.
Okay, so
seeing. Anyway, he said to me, I nearly lost my shit. He said, I thought you had a fake I thought you had a fake bum and fake boobs. And I said, when shall we elope? Because how fucking lit is that?
Mm. I was like, that's great.
I said, that's
and bum.
Genuinely the best compliment you could give
you.
I think anybody else would be like, oh, that's quite offensive. I thought the fact that you thought I had a big old PPL and fake boobs is iconic.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you.
I get it, though.
Really?
1,000%. I can understand.
Can't believe that.
I can.
Thanks.
Yeah, so welcome.
And we're still talking. We were meant to sign this off about 10 minutes
ago. I'm having a great time.
So am I.
But you do, you do, you...
Guys, thank you so much for joining us. Come and sit here, then, and I'm going to do my sign-off. You don't want us to leave that seat?
No, there's just going to be a sweeping bit of...
There's not
moisture. I promise you.
She's so dramatic.
Look at that dark patch there.
Oh, it's nothing. What perfume have you got on? It smells really nice.
Sweat.
Cool. And on that note, like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Please leave us this rotten podcast 5 stars if you're listening.
Oh, yeah.
Love me, lips me, tell your nan, tell your granddad, tell everyone you know about this pod because people need to know. I love you. Mwah.